August was the end of an unusual summer for Bristol Bay, which saw record temperatures, low water levels, and fires. And also,
all summer we've been noticing a lot of animals die off, a lot of birds, seals, and whales.
That's John Christensen, the tribal president of Port Hyden. In August, he heard about an unusual stranding, a salmon shark on the beach near Second Cape. So he went to see for himself.
It was probably like 5 foot long shark that looked fairly fresh.
Christensen says this isn't the first salmon shark to get stranded near the village, but it was the largest he'd ever seen. He left the carcass on the beach where he says scavengers got to it and reported the stranding to the local environmental observation network. Like many unsolved mysteries from this unusual summer, the reason for the stranding is unknown. Cindy Tribuzio is a research fish biologist in Juneau. She says there are a few types of sharks that aren't strangers to Alaska's waters. The salmon sharks are among them.
They are surface feeders. They feed at depth. They're highly migratory, but they also stick around all year. So they do a little bit of everything.
It's not uncommon to find sleeper sharks on shore, usually after they get caught in commercial fishing nets. But salmon sharks, like the one in Port Hyden, don't end up in that situation as often.
They're tough, and they do get wrapped up in gill nets, and that has happened. I've seen a few reports of gill netters catching them in Bristol Bay this year.
But Tribuzio says the salmon sharks are more likely to rip a hole in the net than get caught in it. As far as the possible reason for the stranding, Tribuzio doesn't think it has anything to do with warmer waters. Salmon sharks are good at maintaining their body temperature, and they can be found as far south as Hawaii.
The sharks at the higher latitudes are generally a little more tolerant to the temperature swings, but that has a lot more to do with their reproductive strategy. And most sharks are pretty generalist feeders, and so food resources aren't really a problem. And you know, they're such capable swimmers that they can move with the temperatures as needed.
Tribuzio says that off the West Coast, smaller sharks have been stranded due to bacterial meningitis in their brains, which could be affected by warming water, but that's probably not the case with the Port Hyden shark. Still, it's one more creature in a growing number of animals found dead across Bristol Bay. Along with significant seabird die-offs near Port Hyden, there have been reports of small whales and porpoises, walruses, and sea otters washed up on shore. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.